Now, earlier this week, we took advantage of the very few sunny spells that we've seen recently to record this week's colourful kitchen science.
We've got a really simple experiment to do today to explain one of people's favourite pieces of weather, the rainbow.
Rainbows are very pretty. The weather has to be right, of course. So is this an experiment that we can easily do?
Well, all you need is a plant mister, one of those sprays which uses a spray of water droplets, and a sunny day, which is looking slightly more dubious at the moment.
I think we may have a few minutes before the sun goes behind a cloud. So, with your plant mister, what do we need to do?
OK, you really want to find somewhere where it's just on the edge of shadow and sunlight. Take the plant mister, you want to stand with your back to the sun, and then spray into the bright bit near the shadow and look through the droplets of water into the shadow.
I see. Now, immediately upon you doing that, there's a fine mist of water in the air, and I can clearly see those distinctive colours of the rainbow and in the right curve shape just in front of you. It's not quite as pretty as a proper rainbow, though.
Well, a proper rainbow's got more water in the sky, basically. It's the limit I can do with this mister.
Okay, but it definitely works. You've made a rainbow using just a plant mister.
And another interesting thing is move your head whilst I'm spraying.
I can see the rainbow moves as well. It's not just stationary in one place in front of me. It actually seems to move through this mist relative to the background.
Yeah, you should find it actually moves with you rather than with the background.
So that, again, is a bit like a real rainbow, because when you move towards a rainbow, it seems to move as well.
Yeah, and why you're never going to find the end of a rainbow to find that pot of gold.
Well, I don't really think we can get away with looking at the scientific basis of the leprechaun's pot of gold, but what is the science of a rainbow?
So you've got the sunlight coming from the sun behind me. When I'm spraying, that sunlight comes down and hits the droplets of water, and then somehow that's reflected back into our eyes and we can see something interesting. And because we're looking at a dark background, it's not getting completely washed out by the bright reflected sunlight from the cars and things in the background.
So that was why it was important to do it facing a shadowed area. But what is actually happening inside those droplets of water? How does the light get reflected back?
Well, inside I've got some demos which should make that a bit more clear.
OK, well, we'll go inside and that gets us away from the vagaries of the sunlight, which has once again gone behind a cloud. So we've come inside into quite a dark room, but how on earth can we be looking at rainbows with all the curtains shut?
In order to understand a rainbow, you've got to understand what's happening in a single droplet of water. So what I've done is I've made a model of a single droplet of water. I've got a nice big bright light to be a model of the sun. And because making a spherical lump of water is very difficult, I've got a cylindrical piece of water, basically a glass of water, on the table.
Your glass of water is going to act like one of the many hundreds of thousands of droplets of water that we used outside to make a rainbow. But what should we expect to see?
OK, so what's going to happen is you want to get in the similar sort of place to where you see a rainbow. So you want to have the light over your shoulder, and you want to be sort of maybe 30, 40 degrees off the line of the sunlight hitting that glass. And what's going to happen is the sunlight is going to come into the glass of water. It's going to get bent a bit as it slows down and enters the water. It's going to reflect off the back of the glass and come out and get bent again as it leaves. If you get into the right position and look for that light which is getting reflected back...
Because the glass is on the table, I'll have to crouch down for this, and there's a very bright spot of light. It looks like it's bouncing off the inside of the glass.
That's right. Now, if you move your head into different places and watch that spot.
So as I move over to the left, the spot looks like it's moving over to the edge of the glass, and it's gone a bit blue. Oh, hold on. As I'm moving, it's now gone a very bright orange, almost a sunset colour. So as I move along, the spot changed colour.
Yeah, that's right, because different colours of light are bent, refracted, slightly different amounts by water. And this means that the light leaving will leave in slightly different directions for different colours of light. Therefore, it means that the raindrop will look different colours depending on where it is with respect to you.
So in a real rainbow, why do we see one clear spectrum? Why don't we just get a big blur of colour?
When you're looking at the raindrop, what you're doing is looking at millions of droplets of rain. And each of those droplets of rain will look different colours at a certain range of angles. And so if you see a raindrop which is at 40 degrees with respect to the sunlight, it will look red. And at a slightly larger angle, it'll look orange, then yellow, then green, then blue, and then indigo.
So we're actually seeing essentially one tiny fragment of the spectrum from each drop of water that we see, and that all adds up to be the beautiful colours of the rainbow.
Yeah, that's right.
How does it form this beautiful arc?
Because this glass isn't a sphere, it's a cylinder, all you can see is the different colours in two lines at either side of the glass. But if it was a sphere, you'd be able to see the red light, for example, in a cone symmetrically around the sunlight coming and hitting the raindrop.
So because they're spherical, instead of there just being one vertical plane in which I can see each colour, which is what's happening with this glass, it actually forms a cone shape, essentially a ring. But how does this add up to give you the distinctive shape of a rainbow?
Well, this means that if you look at a raindrop which is above you, then you will see the bottom part of its cone. If you look at a raindrop over to the right, you'll see the left-hand side of its cone, and to the left, the right-hand side of its cone. And all those add up. So as the raindrops you see which are red are in an arch. In fact, it's actually a whole circle. If you could see the rainbow below you, you'd see a whole circle of rainbow.
Now, sometimes you see an incredible effect where you actually get a double rainbow. You get two rainbows, one inside the other. What's going on there?
Well, that's when you get an extra reflection inside the raindrop. Instead of it just reflecting once at the back, you get two reflections. So it forms a rainbow at about 50 degrees away from the sunlight rather than 40 degrees.
Well, thank you, Dave. I wouldn't have thought you could demonstrate a rainbow using just a glass of water. So next time you see a rainbow up in the sky, instead of looking for a pot of gold, look to see if you can see a second, fainter rainbow outside it. And that's all down to the physics of light and water.
And you can find out more about that online at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, along with loads of other kitchen science experiments you can try at home.
It is one of my favourite parts of the week, doing kitchen science.